Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Paul. Will the State of the Union affect the state of our bank accounts at all, do you think?
Good morning, Bob. I'm not so sure. It's the markets tend not to move on the State of the Union. There's a lot of stuff that gets leaked ahead of time. The markets really, I think, are more geared into what the Fed is doing, what they're saying. We have Powell talking today ahead of Biden, and I think that's going to be the speech that I think investors focus on.
The Fed seems to be backing away a bit from their aggressive tightening policies. How do you see it going forward for the rest of the year?
Yeah, it was interesting because, you know, when you listen to him talk and you see the market reaction, it certainly sounded as though Powell was pretty well, yeah, we're about done. We're getting close to the end here. And the markets took that to heart and took it a couple steps further and said, yeah, he's going to be cutting rates by the end of the year. I'm not so sure. And certainly with the unemployment numbers that we got on Friday and the revisions higher to prior months, the employment picture still looks very, very good. Manufacturing struggling, services not too bad, and that's been kind of the MO for the last few months here. I think that continues, and I think the Fed is going to have to raise rates maybe longer, higher than people think, and maybe stay higher for longer than people think. And I think that's going to be some trouble for the equity markets, you know, if not this week, certainly. But down the road, I think you're going to see some struggling for the equities.
What do you make of those job gains coming from leisure, hospitality, and education and health services mainly?
Yeah, I mean, those are the jobs that we've been all looking for because everybody is doing things. So the hospitality, restaurants, et cetera, we fully expected that to be the case. We expect that to continue as people continue to go out and do things. And that's the part of the economy, too, where the wages tend to be lower. So that means when you take a look at the wage picture, the wage growth, that's coming down. Well, it's coming down because you're adding at the bottom end of the wage scale, not the top end. So you have to take a look behind some of the numbers. We think that the economy is still in okay shape. The inflation numbers are going to be the interesting ones, and we'll see some of those next week and the following week. But the inflation picture, I think, is going to be the key driver the rest of the year.
You know, and why have the big winners in the stock market so far this year, most of them have been losers the previous year, correct?
Yeah, to put not such a fine point on it, yeah, some of the stocks that were down 80% or more and just got absolutely pummeled last year, investors are coming back to in a big way. And I think it's, some of it is, you know, we did a lot of tax loss selling late in the year. We've got a little extra cash. Some of these stocks are beaten down. Interest rates actually have come down a little bit this year. And Powell talking a little more dovishly, I think, has gotten investors emboldened to take on a lot more risk. So they gravitate back to some of these high-flying names that really don't have profits. Revenue growth is actually shrinking. But these tend to be very speculative issues that tend to move 10-20% a day, and some of these stocks are up 50-100% already this year.
So are you guys more likely now or less likely to advise clients to find alternatives to investing in stocks?
You know, we've been doing a lot more on the short end of the treasuries, so we're buying more out to 2 years in the treasury market. We're getting anywhere between 4-5%, which we think is actually a pretty good rate of return given the valuations that we see in the equity markets. We think there's probably a 10-15% correction somewhere in the course of the first half of this year. So we're very willing to clip coupons, as it were, and play it a little bit safer for a while until we start to see earnings pick up. I mean, a lot of the earnings numbers that have been out the last couple of weeks haven't been fabulous. We're seeing pressure on margins. We're seeing some cutting in earnings, especially among the tech names. And those tend to be the big percentage weight within the S&P 500. So we think there's probably a little more downside risk. So keeping money in treasury bills, treasury bonds, doesn't make makes a lot of sense here.
I see today one of the energy giants, BP, reporting a record profit, $28 billion. And yet the price of a gallon of gas keeps kind of creeping up lately. What's going to happen down the road in that department? And isn't that aggravating, by the way, all these billion-dollar profits, and then you can't get a break at the pump?
It's, you know, it's interesting, and this plays a lot more into politics, but it also plays into some of the economics. So if I'm being told that, you know, we're not going to support more drilling, more research, development, et cetera, then I'm not going to make a lot of research and development type spending. I'm going to just generate the revenue that I'm getting off of the oil that's already in the ground that I've got drilled and bringing it up and processing and putting it out. So their costs have dropped dramatically, and as a result of that, energy prices have gone up because they are not out exploring and developing new wells, et cetera. So we've drained the reserve. We don't have a lot there. We still have issues with Russia and China. So it is propping up energy prices, and I think it would make some sense to allow these companies to continue to develop energy and alternative energy sources even. But that's kind of the push and pull between the politics and, you know, again, running a company. If you're telling me I can't make normal profits, then I'm not going to spend extra money to try to develop additional resources.
Maybe they ought to give us S&H green stamps again, or collectible Chicago Bears glasses. I don't know. But
I think I have some at the bottom of one of my drawers, I'm sure. So, yeah we'll pull
a lot of us
out.
Do. Paul Nolte, and he's a senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Sylvest. Talk to you next week. Have a good one, Paul.
You betcha. Take care.
Thank you.